All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with fresh women. Let's get started. To be honest, a nap would be nice.
You can get more comfortable if you'd like.
Are you sure? I wouldn't want to distract you while you work.
Wow, you really are focused on this. Okay, then. Work first, then play.
One times auto. Let's do that. Chloe's a good friend. I should let her work. But I do get the impression that she might be hoping to do something else. I had sex once already with Carolyn, though. Not like that would stop me. Good thing I showered before I left.
Something. You said your father was imprisoned in Mexico for a while, so I looked for some news stories in Spanish using his real name as well as his alias. Then I found this.
Mass escape from penitentiary results in the death of 3 inmates.
Look at the names of the deceased.
Frederick Thomas Campbell. That's my father's name. He faked his own death.
And now he goes by the name Carlos Gonzalez. That was one of the escapees who survived.
So my father stole a dead man's identity?
That's not all. I looked up the name Carlos Gonzalez, and he actually owns a farm here in town. From the pictures, it looks like the place you described.
Yeah, that's where I was. But that doesn't prove anything. My dad admitted that he was arrested so he could still be telling the truth, right?
There's one more thing. I searched again for Sam's name and found some of the contracts your father supposedly signed. None of them are signed Frederick. But they all have another name on them. Thomas.
His middle name.
When I looked at these contracts that other time, I didn't know his middle name. So I didn't give them a second thought. I thought it was someone else. But if you search for Thomas Campbell without using the name Frederick...
Thomas Campbell admits to fraud during police statement. His lawyer got him to openly admit to the charges. So he knew everything?
That's how it seems. From what you told me, it seems like Sam was telling the truth.
But why? Why would he lie to me?
You're going to have to ask him that.
I'll go do that now.
Wait. It's too late to go out.
I don't want to wait. I've been waiting my whole life. It's time to learn the truth once and for all.
You're not riding off on a bicycle in the middle of the night. And you shouldn't talk to him like this. You're too upset. You need rest, and you need a plan.
A plan?
Yes. Your father lied to you, and he kidnapped Sam. He could be dangerous.
My father isn't dangerous.
Are you sure? Let's think this through one more time. He's already been arrested once. He stole someone's identity. He kidnapped a man. Sounds like a dangerous person to me. Please. Why don't you spend the night here with me? Tomorrow we can go back together. Then you won't have to go through all this alone.
You're right. I better plan my next actions carefully. Better leave all that for tomorrow.
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Oh, good morning. What time is it?
It's still early. Did you sleep well? You sure did look comfortable.
Were you watching me sleep?
I was. I enjoyed the sight of you sleeping with your hands stuffed down the front of your pants.
What? I did not! Are you serious?
It's fine. I can't imagine how tired you must have been. Anyway, I was just watching some cartoons.
Wow, I loved this show when I was a little kid. I can't believe it's still on the air.
Sure is. I used to watch it when I was a little girl, too. It looks like they're on their 14th season, and there are over 1,000 little monsters now.
Did Art ever win any championship battles?
Apparently no.
The guy never wins anything of note.
I think that's the coolest thing about this cartoon. The message is that we don't always have to win. Life goes on regardless.
There's some truth to that.
I called down for room service. Breakfast is served. There's bread, tea, coffee, and some fruit.
Nice motel. It all looks really good. Pretty classy for a motel. Looks expensive. I should at least offer to chip in. I mean, it's a motel, not a hotel. Chloe, how much did you have to pay for all this? Let me help foot the bill.
Don't worry. It's not that expensive.
Alright then. Next one's on me.
Deal. Next time we need to cross state lines and rent a room to investigate something, I'll let you pay.
Ha agreed. What's that? Breaking news?
What could have happened?
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you this breaking news.
That house in the background. Isn't that Lily's house?
We've just been informed that corporate manager Sam Alderson has officially gone missing. Let's bring in Sam's wife, Lily, for an exclusive word about the incident.
Please help me find my husband. The last I heard from Sam was last night. He was supposed to be at a special event, but no one saw him there. They found his car in the parking lot the next morning. His cell phone is off, and I haven't heard a word from him for a whole day now. He's never done anything like this before. I'm afraid something might have happened to him. If anyone has any information, please don't hesitate to call. I can only hope someone finds him safe and sound.
Thank you very much, Lily. Stay tuned for our regular news report, when we will update you on any further developments.
Ritoshi! Thunderbolt!
Oh, this sounds serious.
I know. I need to tell my father about this. I have to convince him to stop this madness and release Sam.
Are you sure that's really your best option?
I am. You can wait for me here if you'd like.
Not a chance. You want me to miss out on the action? Besides, I'd be worried sick the whole time. I'm coming with you.
Thank you. Maybe I should call Lily and let her know that Sam is fine. Yeah. I just need to make a call first.
Okay, I'll meet outside.
I need to think carefully about what I'm going to say. I don't want to end up incriminating my own father, even though he's totally guilty.
Oh, it's you. Why are you calling? I can't exactly talk right now.
Lily, there's something I need to tell you. It's about Sam.
What about Sam? What do you know? Do you know where he is? Talk to me!
What should I tell her? Man. Tell her everything or just enough to calm her down? He was kidnapped by my father. I'm with them.
Were What are you trying to say?
I didn't want to get involved in this, but here I am. I just wanted to let you know. I just saw you on TV.
Does that mean your father is still alive? What about Sam? Is he okay? Where are you?
We were out on a ranch in the middle of nowhere. I don't know the location because there's no phone coverage out there. I came to town so I could use my phone. I'm at a motel. I'll send you the address here. I hope that'll help.
Thank you. I know how hard this must be for you. Please, don't let anything bad happen to Sam.
I'm going back there now. I'm gonna try to fix things. I have to go, Lily. Done. This way, at least she knows he's alive. I hope that'll calm her down. Now it's time to go fix this. She's not exactly calm, is she? This is bad.
You know? I know things seem pretty crazy right now, but we need to keep our cool. Let's think this through and try to work out what's her best way forward. Okay? Can we do that?
I always have to remember that there are people out there who care for me. Thank you for that, Chloe. And yeah, I think we can manage that much.
Great. Now, how are we going to get out of there? All we've got is your bicycle.
We'll ride double.
You're kidding, right? You're not kidding. Sure this is going to work?
Yep, it'll be smooth sailing.
Oh dear. How far out is this place? Are we there yet?
It's that house right over there. Well, I'm surprised they made it.
Hey, there's a police car parked out front.
Oh shit. No way.
Wait! What are you doing? Stop!
Chloe!
It's too late. If you go in there, you'll only be dragging your own name into this. We'd better just go and pretend we were never here.
Hmm.
It'll be better for everyone. We can still find out where they are. And you'll live to ask whatever questions you want to some other time.
Fine. Let's get out of here.
Stop right where you are. Would you like to tell me what the two of you are doing way out here?
Fishing. Tell them about Fred's wallet. Oh man, that's a police officer. Y'all ain't supposed to say anything. Well, we found this wallet on our way here.
Hey!
We were debating whether to give it to you or not.
Then why turn around?
I don't know. We didn't want to get in the way of whatever you guys are doing back there.
Where did you find this?
Just a ways up the road.
I'm gonna have to confiscate this, kid.
Suit yourself. We were gonna hand it over anyway.
The owner of that wallet, is he the guy you're looking for? Is he dangerous?
That's police business. You'd be better going on your way. This isn't a safe place to be riding.
What did you just do?
What was I supposed to do? I couldn't just say I was off to visit my father.
We could have come up with something else. And then tried to find out what was going down after. Or, at the very least, we could have asked for a ride back. My ass is going to be sore for days if I get back on that bike.
Sorry about that. Do you think they arrested him?
We'll just have to wait and find out.
We're here.
Oh, thank God. My back is killing me.
Same, but I was the one doing all the pedaling. Mine's probably twice as bad.
True.
Well, what do we do now?
The room is still under my name. I think the best we can do now is go in, check on the news, and wait.
Wait for what?
I texted Dylan to ask him to come get us.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that, Chloe?
I've had to ride a bus and now a bike. I think I've earned a little comfort on the way back. And besides, you two could use a return trip to make your peace.
Did Dylan agree to all that?
He doesn't know you're here.
Uh-oh. What?
I didn't want to risk him not coming to pick me up.
I can't believe you did that.
You can take the bus if you prefer. I'm going to go inside, take a shower, and get some rest while we wait.
I don't really like the idea of having to talk to Dylan right now. But she's right. We better get this sorted out sooner rather than later. It's Lily. I should answer. Lily?
Hello. Oh, I'm so glad you picked up. Please tell me you're with Sam.
I'm sorry, Lily. The police beat me to them. A police cruiser was already there by the time I got to the ranch. Now, both Sam and my father are missing. I think my father must have taken Sam with him when he made his escape.
Where did he take Sam?
I don't know.
Please, you have to tell me the truth.
I swear, Lily, I wouldn't lie to you. I have no idea where they might have gone. My father left me in the dark. And left me behind again.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, I am.
Well, if you do think of anything that might be of some help, please let me know.
Don't worry. You'll be the first to find out if I think of anything.
You promise?
Yeah, I promise.
Thank you. What are you going to do?
I'll probably just head home and wait for something to turn up. If you want to stop by later, it might be easier if I explain everything face to face.
I'd like that. Take care.
You too, Lily. I hope the cops can find them soon. That's all I've got for her. Better head inside and wait with Chloe. Dylan should be here soon.
Hey. I had no idea it was this far out, Chloe. Care to tell me how you ended up at World's End?
I came to help a friend. There's room for one more in your car, right?
Chloe, you should have let me know he needed a ride too. We're kind of not on speaking terms.
I know. That's exactly why I didn't say anything. Besides, this will be the perfect opportunity for you two to settle things. Come on!
Hey, Dylan.
Hey. Open.
So?
Mother Russia.
Don't you want to know what we came all the way out here for, Dylan?
If you guys cross paths with another bear without me, I'm going to be pretty upset.
I found my father.
What? How'd that happen? Where is he? You don't seem all that happy about it, though. Why is a long face?
He took off again.
Ah? What do you mean, Zhukov? Tell me everything, dude.
I don't even know where to start.
Well, the short version is that his father kidnapped Sam and ended up bringing him along for the ride. But then the police found out where they were hiding and his dad bailed on him.
Chloe!
What? I'm just telling it like it is.
I'm sorry, bro.
Bro? Does that mean...
Nope. That just sort of slipped out. I'm still mad at you.
Dylan! He's just fishing for some long apology at this point.
Bro, what do I have to do to make things right between us?
I can't believe you basically kidnapped the dude without me. That's even cooler than the running with the bear. If you want to be my bro, you've got to stop leaving me out of things.
Alright, bro, I won't. That's a promise.
And start texting me back.
Oh, right. He left me a bunch of messages after that frat party. Dude, I'm sorry. I swear I was gonna reply, but then there was the ball, not to mention the kidnapping, and I sort of forgot. You know what? I'll text you back right now.
Sorry, bro, but I'm driving. It's my turn to ignore your text for a while.
You said bro again.
Because you're my bro.
I missed you, bro.
Missed you too.
No, kiss and make up.
What?
Not happening, Chloe.
I tried. How long till we get there?
My phone says 3 hours and 20 minutes. It'll be a little while. So sit back and enjoy the ride.
Now we'll listen to hymns from my motherland.
We have arrived.
Here we go.
Finally! Do you need a place to stay tonight?
Oh, right. I really need to find a new apartment. I do, actually.
Then come on in.
See you at class tomorrow, bro.
Later, bro.
Home, sweet home. What's wrong?
I don't know. This was all so intense, so unexpected. Then suddenly we're back here again.
Back to normal life?
Yeah, back to normal life.
But that's a good thing, isn't it? You wouldn't want to spend the rest of your days running from the police, would you?
Good point.
I think what you really need right now is a bit of R&R. And that's definitely something I can help you with. We can go upstairs and stretch out on my bed together.
I'm so tired. I figured I'd just be sleeping on the couch. But is this her way of inviting me to have sex with her? Well, unfortunately, guys, it's coming up to time. Yeah. Don't worry, though. We'll be back tomorrow with more fresh women. I got euphoria coming at you right now. Well, not right now, but very freaking soon.